cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's meet these guys. I'm very, very impressed always to meet people who have great ideas and who put those great ideas into action. So let us meet two truly incredible people, because I found out about this when I was at Tourvest's offices a little while ago. You know, we do lots of work with them. And I was wandering around there, you know, like aimlessly. I didn't know where I was or what was going on, like Joe Biden. And I bumped into one of these gentlemen. So we have them both in the studio, Dabenhle Mtshakase and also Lwanda Shabalala, who are the CEO and COO, respectively, of Air Student Travel. And they were introduced to me, and their business was introduced to me. And I thought, well, this is a great story, because how many people do we know who, you know, they have good ideas, but nothing ever happens. Yeah. Or even worse, they don't have good ideas and they sit and complain about how everyone else has got the good ideas. So these guys are exactly examples of the kind of people we need in this country. So gentlemen, very, very great pleasure to have you here. Tell us about Air Student Travel and how it all happened.
Morning, guys. Morning. How's it?
Morning.
How's it? So I was actually meandering around the Tourvest office when I
That's
met you
I
as well.
You. Yeah. You were just wandering around as well. So it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
No, so dude, tell me about this, because Monet, who's the CEO there, he said to me, oh, you've got to meet these guys. They are partners of ours. They do Air Student Travel. So you managed to find a gap in a market which is pretty saturated. Mm. Tell me how that works, because travel, as far as I can understand, you know, a lot of people competing in there.
Yeah, yeah. But I think entrepreneurship as a whole is about finding a problem that you're facing and fixing it.
Yeah.
If you believe strong enough that it should be fixed, then you look for those solutions. And Air Student is exactly that.
Right.
You know, Lwanda and myself come from small towns in KZN, but got the opportunity to study at UCT. You know, that means we had to travel between home and university at the start and end of each term.
And for students, that is expensive.
You can imagine. It varies. But also, there's also the added side of it being super daunting when you come from a small town.
Absolutely.
You're going to like the big city. You know, what are you going to do? Remember, on his first trip, Lwanda got scammed by one of those taxi guys at the off.
Dude, did you really?
I did.
They, what did they say to you, and how did it happen?
Listen, they said to me, hey, my friend, I got you. All it is just $200, and I'll get you wherever you need to be. I'll show you around Cape Town for $200. So listen, lesson learned, hey? Mm. Lesson learned.
So, all right, you were scammed, and obviously that was one of the reasons that you thought there's got to be a better way than this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But and you two knew each other from before?
No.
Or did you meet at university?
No, so funny enough, like Nabintle says, I come from a small town in KZN called Newcastle.
Mm.
And he comes from a neighboring town called Freyhead. So when we were in university at UCT, we had a mutual friend. And you know how it goes, you know, when you come from the same place or province, people just think that you know everybody from that province. So this guy says to us, listen, you know, we were both sort of enterprising individuals at the time, you know, running a couple of businesses prior to Air Students. And he says to me, listen, you need to meet this guy. This guy, you know, I mean, surely you know him. He's coming from the same place that you're coming from. And similarly, he's telling Ndabenhle the same thing. He says, no, you need to meet this guy, Shabs. You know, he's always doing some business. So we met sort of running another venture. And that sort of then brought us together to saying, listen, well, we sort of like doing this.
So you already had other stuff going on. You see, this is what I'm always amazed by.
Yeah, this is like, what we need.
No, but I love, because this is obviously, you guys are serial entrepreneurs. So you're going to start, and some businesses will fail and some will succeed. What do you think it is about this one? And I want to go back to where you were when we left off and moved over to his scam. Because student travel, I mean, it's always been a thing. There were always businesses in that part of the market. But it's still a very complicated place to be. And how do you make it cheaper for students? How do you find those gaps? How do you extract the value from what looks like a pretty cut and dried set way of doing things?
I think most people think that if I'm gonna be looking for a way to make it cheaper for students, then we have to find a way to rip off the airlines, you know,
right?
But do you know where the trick is? Collaboration. You have to be able to understand like what are the reasons that this costs this much, you know. And we had luckily we had the belief of Comair, which ran Kulula and British Airways. Yeah. And they were willing to take that chance and actually like help us find our feet in the industry.
Good for them.
Yeah, very like, and I actually would like to push lots of corporate South Africa to be open to these type of opportunities, you know, because that they gave us a leg up. We were able to understand that, you know, it cost them to acquire these people to fly with them. So if we already created groups, if we already were created a large enough database, they'd be willing in return to give us a cheaper price.
Fair. And you can bring lots of students to bear on this. So you will give them guaranteed business. They will give you cheaper prices. Everyone wins.
100%.
It's not a question of someone losing and someone winning.
Right. And if it's if you focus like that, on trying to create something that where someone loses for the other person to gain, then it switches the whole switch.
That's fantastic.
And I think that should be what we look to do. You know.
Like, so how's business going?
It's been going quite well. Yeah. Business is booming, they say.
Good. I like that. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. So, I mean, where we started off, Gareth, is very much looking at the student segment, right? So, I mean, even the name Air Student was born out of how do we actually find a better way for students.
Wait, don't tell me student and flying. Hang on. I'm putting it together in my Air Student. Got you.
Listen, sometimes it's the most obvious things.
We actually are library.
Oh, damn. I needed a degree to be able to come up with that.
Listen, we get asked so many questions, right? We get asked, are you guys like a school for pilots? Are you guys... You know, so I mean, there's a lot to it, but you know, very early on, we were looking at the student segment. How do we help students, you know, get better ways and better deals to travel between school and university or home, or whatever the case may be, and that sort of then grown out of that particular segment into everything else, right? So we've now grown into the SME and the corporate space. We've now grown into the sporting segments, and all of it is really sort of again on the back of what we did with the students, you know.
All right, so tell me about the partnership that you have with Tourvest Travel Services, because that also helps. You're a franchise partner of theirs, and your website is built on their travel IT platform, which is probably one of the smartest ways of booking anything. Yeah,
100%.
All the smartest travel agents use it. It's used by big corporations and companies all over South Africa. So how do you guys factor into that?
Listen, Gareth, I think it would have taken us a couple of years to get to where those guys are. And so for us, we were just, and the name of the game, as Ndabenhle said, is always collaboration, right? So we figured and we, you know, as we were sort of growing into the space as young innovators that we are, we were looking at how do we build technology that could effectively help us with our procurement and the management of what it is that we do. So fast forward. We have a meeting with the team at Travel IT, and they sort of showcase this particular system and tool to us. And we're thinking that, you know, we're sort of sitting, we're like, okay, well, cool, dude. We can either spend a couple millions
developing your own, exactly, or you just
a couple millions this. And you know, another extra 5 more years, or we could actually just, you know, form a partnership and collaborate with these guys and leverage on what it is that they've already built.
Again, collaboration.
Absolutely. For us, that is the name of the game. we don't suppose that obviously, you know, we coming into the space, as you said earlier on, you know, sort of reinventing the wheel.
No, sure.
However, there are ways for us to actually position ourselves in ways that, you know, we have never been done before to actually
bring new people to it. Yeah. For sure.
So
what impact, I mean, this is the kind of question that, you know, business leaders and entrepreneurs like you guys get asked. What impact do you want your business to have? Mm. Obviously, for your clients, for the students, you want it to make travel more accessible and cheaper. Mm. But what else would you like to achieve with this business?
You know, I always go back to, so as we've run our business, you're right, we've started getting asked questions like this more. We've started getting invited to events, you know, like in fact, 2 months ago we got won the award for Mail and Guardian's Editor's Choice.
Excellent.
You know, like so we started like actually growing our personal profiles. But probably the best answer I've heard to this question was, before we even like started seeing our business make a profit, like when we were still starting out, and they asked Luanda this question in Sun City, and I'm stealing his thunder maybe a bit, but he said, the biggest like impact we can have is to change the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a strong sort of feeling that people should be doing something for us. You know, people should be fixing our problems. But if we could change the narrative and say, okay, we are facing these problems, how then are we doing something about it? You know,
I love that.
You know, we were the ones who were struggling with paying to for travel in university, not someone else. That was a problem we were facing, and we didn't expect someone to come in with an elixir and like fix all of our. We were like, how do we sort this out? And then we are now. We're sorting that out. And if we can build a culture of that, of that, then you know that's better than whatever cheap flight we can sell.
I love this. I think that's absolutely amazing. All right, and what's next for your business? Where are you guys going next? What's happening? What expansion and growth do we have in the picture?
Well, look, I think as I was sort of alluding to earlier on, Gareth, there's a lot of sort of exciting growth that we're having within the corporate space. And of course, corporate governments being supported with the likes of, you know, your travel ITs and your tour vests and the deals that sort of come with, you know, a partnership of that nature. But more than anything, it's the ability for us to actually be able to sell international packages now. So international, I mean, for the longest time, we were sort of domestic point to point and just on air. And that sort of now opened up into accommodation, cars, shuttles, air, both international and domestic. Right. I mean, in about
the whole package.
The whole package. Right. In about 2 weeks or so, hopefully, we are going to have our international offerings online on www.airstudent.co.za. So that basically means anybody anywhere can pretty much go online and book their next trip overseas or domestically. And of course, that includes international holiday packages as well. So for students, for moms, for families, for dads, for uncles, and you know, you're talking
not
about
just
old
for
people,
students anymore.
Not just for students.
Everybody.
For the old people that you were talking about, telling to rest, we obviously have holiday packages for them included.
They don't know how to use the internet.
Don't worry. It's
not the ones I was talking about.
Listen, it's very
look at this. So on your site, you got flights, hotels, car rental. I love this. It's great. Mm-hmm. And you've got all kinds of deals as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So this is terrific. Well done, guys. I mean, I'm really makes me so happy when we can have people in here who are getting things done and doing a great job and creating, obviously, employment for other people.
Absolutely.
Because as your business grows,
absolutely,
you make you need more people who can do what they need to do to make things happen.
100%.
Amazing. Well, congratulations, gentlemen. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you this morning. I'm sorry that we're out of time. I'd like to have kept you around for longer, but this is terrific. Go to airstudent.co.za and find out more. I mean, this is great, right, Buckabunch?
Dude.
Awesome. CliffCentral.com.